Lamed Aleph. But before we start the sugya, I saw a Beis Halevi Baruch Hashem that clarifies a Tosfos we learned Daf Chof Amud Beis. I'd like to say over for a few minutes the Beis Halevi. The Tosfos Daf Chof Amud Beis, the Tana Didon Tzema Michvas Kovitz V'Seir Echuchi Machach. We had a machlokes, the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of a Baraisa, why tzemer is possible to use as a wick. The Tan of the Baraisa says that it's equivalent to all the other psilas which are possible. The Tan of a Mishnah does not put it into all the other psilas. So the Gemara says, why not? He also holds it possible. He holds it possible because of a different reason. Because wool shrivels, and the seyer singes, Rashi says it doesn't burn at all, so Mamela was not necessary to put it in. So let us just go over the Tosfos 1 minute. In time, akim the masnisa nami sovra the tzemer b'seyer psulam ladlokov, since the time of the Mishnah also holds that it's possible, my heis, in kain my heisifu, what did the Baraisa add on? The shloimel the heisifu hainu time, nishain moishchan Hashem en yotem. They added on not a halacha, they added on a reason. They hold the reason is because it cannot attract the shemen. The Tana the Matnisim Pasulu Mishum the Tzemer Kovitz Veseya Michach Vleitzrech Lemisne. In the Tana of our Mishnah there's a different reason why it is possible. The reason of the psul is not because it doesn't attract the shemen, because Tzemer shrivels and Seyer singes, that's why the Tana holds it as possible. So he mentioned yesterday the Marshoyas Ksakashe, but according to both it's possible. L'mayim afkemine. So the Beis Halevi says, in the next Tosfos, there's a machloikas arishoinim, if a candle that is made out of Shava, even though Shava is possible as fuel, wax is possible as fuel, but if you make a candle, so the Balei Tosfos is told that a candle is good. What is the lomdus? What is the difference between a candle and using shava olein? So the difference is, when you make a candle, so since the wick, the wax is wound around, you wind the wax around the wick, the wax is fully attached to the wick, so there's no problem that the fuel will not be attracted to the wick. If they are not attached, so then if the wick isn't so good, so then it's a possible wick, because the wick will not draw and attract the fuel. But if it is attached to the wick, in the case of a candle, then it will zicher, then it's kosher. That is the svaras ha-tosfos, why a candle is good. So the Beis Halevi says, that is pshat in this Tosfos. We have here a machloikis, why is tzemer not good? So according to the Baraisa, tzemer is not good, because it is similar to all the other psilos which are no good. And what does that mean? That it does not have the koyach to be moishach the shemen. Sometimes there's a chesaron in the fuel, sometimes there's a chesaron in the wick, but there's one common chesaron, that it is not moishach Hashem in yotze. The fuel is not attracted to the wick. So if that is the chesaron, the next Tosfos says, but if we will make a candle, so then this chesaron falls off. So according to the Baraisa, if one will make a candle out of a posel or wick, or make a candle out of tzemer, it will be good, because the whole chesaron is it doesn't attract the fuel, but a candle, you don't need the koyach of the wick to attract the fuel. Since the fuel is already attached to the wick, even without this koyach, it will burn well. So according to the Baraisa, it will be good. According to our mission, it won't be good. That is Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos says both of them hold it's possible, but each one is giving a different reason why it is possible. So we have the Marshos, Kash Abo Lamai Nafkemina, so the Beis Halevi says, this is a Nafkemina. A Nafkemina will be a candle. According to the Baraisa, a candle with Tema will be good, and according to the Mishnah, since there's a different Chesaron Veit Tema, because it shrivels, so then a candle with Tema will not be good. Let us start the Gemara and Daf Chof Aleph Omed Aleph. Omar Rav Huneh. Psilois ushmonim she'omru chachomim ein madlikin behem v'shabbos. Those wicks and the fuels which Chazal said ein madlikin behem v'shabbos because they are inferior. It is not moishech the shemen we had before. Ein madlikin behem v'chanukah. So they, one should not be madlik with these wicks and these fuels and Chanukah also. Bein v'shabbos Bein Bechol. Say when Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, it is also, and Bimei Achol, it is also also. Omar Rove, my time is the Rav Huneh. What is the svar of Rav Huneh that these wicks are apostle for Chanukah? Like this for Shabbos, we know the apostle, we have this Xeret, Shemayate, he might be misakin the wick, since it doesn't burn well, so unwillingly, he might be misakin the ner and the psile Shabbos. But why by ner chanik is it possible b'chol, or why is it possible b'shabbos? So Rove said, kasova kovso zokoklo, that Una holds that if it will extinguish his mechuyev to be madlikit again, and he also holds umuta lehishtamish lo'ira. He holds that one is permitted to derive benefit from the oir of the Ner Chanukah. So let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows: Kovso Ner Chanukah. If the Ner Chanukah, it's a chayis galosh, and it got extinguished, zokuk lo lesakno. He's mechuyev to fix it. Hilkach. Tzorich lechatchila laseis yofa. Therefore, one should lechatchila be madlik with a good psila, with good fuel. Why? Dilma posha v'loy misakino. Maybe he'll be a pesheya, and he won't be misakin it. The Mefoshim explain Rashi as follows. The Magia and the Ramban says as follows, that Rashi held that the Chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is that it has to burn the whole half hour period. If it burnt a chelik of this half hour and it got extinguished, he's mechuyev to be madlik again. And we are afraid this new Chiyuv, this continuation of the previous Hadlokeh, Dilme posha v'loy misakin lo. He'll notice that it got oiskiloshen, and he won't be mekayim his chiyuv, and he's mechuyev to be madlik it again if he's able to. So that's why they were misakin. So instead of to avoid problems, lechatchila he should use a psila yofe and shemen yofe to avoid this problem. The Beis Halevi is moisef, zokik lo lisakna, a very interesting loshen in Rashi. He's mechuyev to be misakin. L'chayre Rashi should have said, zokik lo lahadliko, he's mechuyev, if it got ois galoshen, he's mechuyev to be madlikit again. What does Rashi say? Lisakna. So the Beis Halevi says Rashi is telling us another knech. We are afraid a person will be a pesheya. What kind of a person is this? If he's mechuyev to be madlik, so why shouldn't he be madlik? Dilma posha v'loy misakimo. So he says that be'emesin, it could be, we are afraid not only that it'll be completely extinguished. We're afraid since these are inferior wicks, an inferior fuel, maybe the light will get very, very dim. But it's still burning, but it will get dim. So he says, als the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisse, a dim light isn't mefarsome anything. Le'idach Gisa, he'll think, it's burning, why should I do something to make the light bigger? So that will be the pshia. Dilmif Bosha Veloimis, and but he's not yoytze the mitzvah. He's not yoytze the mitzvah. If he could improve the light, he's mechuyev to improve the light. But he'll think it's burning. Why should I be matriach myself? But he's so that they were afraid of that. So they said hilkach tzorich lechatchila lasis yofer. In order to avoid the problems that might arise, so Chazal said lechatchila you should not use these wicks. Now if we medayik the lashon of Rashi, what will be if he doesn't have any different wicks? What should he do? He should zicha be madlik with this wick. Zicha be, it's only a din lechatchila. That means it's preferable to use a superior wick and a superior fuel to avoid problems. That's what he said. You should not be madlik. But lemay said this. But a din lechatchila should do this. If he doesn't have anything better, he's zicha mekayim mitzvah hadloke with any ner, with any shaman, with any psila that he has. But lechatchila, he shouldn't use it. That is the din of b'choil. Ein madlikin b'hem, one should not be madlik b'choil. Lechatchila, one should not be madlik b'choil. Now, we said ein madlikin b'hem b'shabbat, that he shouldn't use them Shabbos also. So the Gemara says, what is the reason? What is the reason for ein madlikin b'hem b'shabbat? Because umuta l'shtamesh l'oira. It is permissible to derive benefit from the Ner Chanukah. Hilkach b'Shabbos also. If he only has this wick on Shabbos, he's not permitted. You don't bench Chanukah lech. Because here there's an Isser. Shemo yata l'tzorech tashmish. So Rashi be'etzem is telling us there are two different dinim. Ein madlikim is a loshon shtameh. One should not be madlik, but there's a tremendous difference between Shabbos and Chol. Shabbos it is also lahadlik, because he might come to be mechalo Shabbos. B'chol, a ma'aseh is a din lechatchila. Lechatchila should not be madlik with it, because he might dilma posha v'loy misakin lo. If he's able to be misakin, he's mechuyev to be misakin. So therefore, in Chol we have this reason, and in Shabbos we have a different reason. So there are two halachas which are derived from the memra of Rav Huna. Rav Chisda ma madlikin behen b'chayim. Rav Chisda holds that one is permitted to be madlik b'chayim, avol loy b'Shabbos, but Shabbos is not permitted to be madlik. Why? Kosova, he holds, kovsa ein zokik lo. If it will less the chayis, so there's no chiyat. Adloka oisa mitzvah, he was madlik, so there's no chiyat to make sure it should burn the whole half hour. So memele, so what's wrong? Vetzach oisa leshen. The Beis Halevi explains, even though lechatchila Chazal Zicha wanted it should burn a half an hour, but this chash of kibui was not a 100% chash. V'keret, it might become extinguished. So this was a 10% chash, a 10% fear that it might become extinguished. And then he's mechuyev to be mesaken it, to be madlik it. And if he doesn't do it, he's mabatel eschiyah. But according to Rav Chisda holds that 90% mistama nothing will happen with it. And if something does happen, ein zokik lo, so there's no new chiyav on him to be madlikin again. So therefore, is b'choil is madlikin. But Shabbos ain't madlikin, why umuta l'ishtamish loiva? Because he also holds, like Rav Huna, that one is permitted to derive benefit from the Ner Chanukah. So Memela in Shabbos, there's an Issa to be madlik, because Shema Yate, maybe the light will not be sufficient, and he'll go and fix the light on Shabbos, and he'll be over on Havore. Omar Rav Zeire, Omar Rav Masne, v'omri lo Omar Rav Zeire, Omar Rav, psilois ushmonim she'omru chachomim ein madlikin behem b'Shabbos, madlikin behem b'Chanukah. He disagrees with both of the previous Amiroim, and he says one is permitted to use these psilos ushmonim bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. Sayin chol, sayin Shabbos. Omar Rav Yirmiyeh, my time of the Rav. What is the svara of Rav? So he holds these two halachas. Kosova kovso ein zokiklo. So memele, so the whole chash is maybe it might lesh sechoyz, and the tatsa lesh sechoyz, he's not mechuyiv to do anything else. He was yaitza with the previous adloke. Kovso ein zokiklo. And Shabbos we had a shayla, he might come. Shema yovi lahatoyz, he might be misakin the nair, but also lishtamish lo'ira. He holds it is also lehishtamish la'oira. One is not permitted to derive benefit from the oir of the ner Hanukkah. So memela, there's no Shabbos. Shabbos, he won't be matter the ner, even though it doesn't light well, doesn't illuminate well, because one is not permitted to derive benefit from ner Hanukkah. Let us see what Rashi says. Va'osu lehishtamish la'oira. Sheyehei niker shehu ner mitzvah. That one should not derive benefit from the ner Hanukkah, that it should be obvious that the reason he was madlik the ner was l'shei mitzvah, not for his own purpose. So since that was the reason why Chazal asel shimush. So memela, since he's not permitted to derive benefit from it, like a lemeichish lahatoya. So there's nothing to be afraid of, even if it won't burn well, since he's not deriving benefit, he won't be misakin the nail. The Ran, the Balamoyer, say a different svore, why it's also lehishtamish loira. They say a svore that since the mitzvah of adlokas ner Chanukah was to remember the nest that occurred with the neiris shalom neire, so they gave these neiris aloche of the neir hamneire, just like the neir hamneire that's kodesh, so it's also lehishtamish la'oira, it's hukdish legavoya. So therefore, one is not permitted to derive benefit from neiris Hanukkah. That is the svore of the balamoyer and the ran. The Beis Halevi wants to say there'll be a very interesting nafkamine between the Ran and the Ran and Rashi. The nafkamine will be if a outsider, let's say Bizman Chazal, the Ner was put on the Pesach HaSamach L'Chotza, Pesach HaSamach L'Shus HaRabim, it was the Pesumi Nisa for the outsiders. So if an outsider will be able to derive benefit from the Oyer HaNer, so he says as follows. According to Rashi, the reason is she'ein nikir shehu ner mitzvah, so this din is only on the Bnei Abayis. They were madlikit. So it has to be nikir that the purpose of their hadlokah was not l'shimusham, the purpose of their hadlokah was l'shem mitzvah. So if they're not using it, so memela, so we know already that it is a ner mitzvah, it is nikar, that it is a ner mitzvah. We know the purpose of their hadlokah. An outsider, what's wrong with using the ner? For him, he wasn't madlik the ner. Yevasobik, why he was madlik the ner? It's their ner. So according to Rashi, he'll be permitted to derive benefit from, he'll be permitted to derive benefit from the ner. According to the Balamoyer and the Ran, that the reason it is also Bahano, because they gave it the halach of the menorah, though the ner ha-menorah is also Bahano. The ner ha-menorah is also Bahano. So memela, there's no chilik between the bnei habayis and an outsider. Lemaisa, it is also Bahano. That'll be a nafkamin. So the Beis Halevi says, al kaponim, according to Shitas Rashi, will be able to fa'emfer akasha that the Rishonim ask on the Gemara later. The Gemara later says that osa laharzois mois lifnei ner chanukah mishum bizui mitzvah. The Gemara says later that a person is not permitted to count his money with the ner chanukah als bizui mitzvah because it's a psa bizoyin, he's using the ner chanukah it's a bizoyin to the mitzvah. So the Mefarshim asks, why do you need this time? We just learned before, we paskin osa lishtamish loira. So he says, al kaponim, according to Rashi, you'll be forever. According to Rashi, the whole isa lishtamish loira is sheyenike shehu ner mitzvah. So this isa applies only to the bnei abayis. But to the outsiders, there's no such isa whatsoever. So I would think if they want to count their money, they'd be able to use the Ner Chanukah and derive benefit from it. So the Gemara says, don't count money. You want to look up a daf in the Gemara Mechitesia. But count money, that's busy mitzvah. That is a busy mitzvah. So that's why we need a new tam to aser l'hartzeis mois. Amru Rabbonon kamei d'abaye mishmei d'rabirmiye. The Rabbanon told over this halacha to Abaye, Mishmei de Rabbi Yirmiye, we'll see in his younger years, Veloi Kiblo, he wasn't Mekabal this halacha. Ki osa rovin omru Rabbanon kamei de Abaye, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, the Kiblo, and then he was Mekabal this halacha. Oma, izakoi, if I would have been zoiche, gemirte lishmaite meyikor. If I would have been zoiche, I would have learned this sugya, this halacha, in my younger years. So the Gemara says, v'hagomra, so you learned it now, what the chilek, you would have learned it then, you learned it now. So the Gemara says, nafkemine legirse deyankese. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, v'loi kiblo, he was not mekabel this halacha, shaloi choshvoi lismoich al devo. So the Beis Halevi says, so from Rashi we see which halacha are we speaking about. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, seems two halachas. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, kofsa in zokuk lov osa lishtamish lo'oiro. He said, achumre nakulem. So it seems, v'loi, he didn't want to be soimech, shaloi choshvoi lismoich al devo, but speaking about the kulem. The kula of kovsa ein zokukla. This halacha, he wasn't machshev this halacha. He didn't hold that this is a true halacha. That the halacha is kovsa ein zokukla. And later he was misoinen on this. Izakoi ilu hayisi zoiche leloimdo hayisi gersa kisheshamatiya rishay. If I would have been zeiche to learn it, when I heard it the first time. Girse de yankese, miskayim yoiser mishel zikno. It seems that Abaye was misoinen as follows. We had in Broches, and Avova Medbeis, the Zamoira de Kerashi, Rashi says, the Gemara of, Igre de Pirke Riato, that the schar of those who go to hear a shir, so the schar is that they run to hear the shir. So Rashi says, why is this the schar? They're learning there. So the Zamoira de Kerashi, Rashi says, im ein mevinim lahamid girse veloimer shmua la'achazman, if they don't understand the shir completely, that it should remain by them, v'loimer shmua la'achazman, ein mekablin tzcha limud. So that's not called limud. It seems limud is something not b'shaitei they learned it. Limud is that it remains with them. So memeila, so Rashi says, roiv of the people, that what they hear by the shir does not remain by them. So, igre de pirke, but their schar is the riyate, the hishtadlus That is their schar. It's not schar limud, it's schar ishtadlus. Because the limud does not remain with them. Al kaponim, we see a meir dekezach that Rashi holds that limud is take, if it remains by that, the idea remains by that person. So the meir dekeroshen of Rashi, izakoi, ilu hoyisi zoiche leloimdo. If I would have been zoiche to learn this halacha, that means Abaye felt, now I can't learn this halacha anymore. That means since he's goyris the halacha, he's going to haza over the halacha, but it's not girse de yankuse, so memele, this halacha will never remain with me, because I'm going to forget it. So that's not called learning the halacha. Ilu hayisi zoiche leloimdo, if I would have been zoiche to learn it, but since I didn't do it, so I thought it wasn't zeiche to learn the halacha. Now I know the halacha, but what ensures how long this halacha will remain with me? Yeah. But now the Gemara asks Sakash as follows. V'kovso ein zokek lo. So what are you telling me? That Rab holds. Kovso ein zokek lo. He's not mechuyev to ignite it again, to kindle it again. V'raminu, we learned mitzvoso mishetishka hachamo. The mitzvah of adlokis neiris is there zman, how long it has to burn. From the shkia ad shetichla regol min hashuk. Till the zman of tichla regol min hashuk, which we'll see later what that is. Maila, so why are you giving a zman? The mitzvah is, my love, that he has to burn this whole zman. The kovsa hoda madliklo. That if it became oizgiloshen, he's mechuyev to be madliket again. So the Gemara says loy. That is napshat. The eloy adlik madlik. The zman is, this is the zman hadloke. The zman hadloke is the zman of pirsam hanes when people are still walking in the streets. So the mitzvah is not the mitzvah of how long it has to burn. In what time period is a person able to be mekayim the mitzvah of adloke? So he can be mekayim the mitzvah from the shkia shetich l'regel min hashuk. If that time period passes, so there's no more pesumei niseh, so memela he lost out on the mitzvah of adloke. That is the first shot in the beraisa. Ve'inami, the second shot is l'shiyuro. That, no, the zikha a mitzvah l'chatchile, that it should burn this zman, and therefore he's mechuyev to put in enough fuel to enable it to burn. That's zikha. But if he did all his ishtadlis, and then later it was kavso, he's not mechuyev to be madlik it again. L'maise, so he's yaitza with the friya dika halacha. Adloke. Lishiyura, so Rashi says, sheyehebo shemen kishir hazeh. That he has to have enough fuel in the nair that it should burn for this period of time. Umiyu imkov so, ein zokiklo. Azoi vait, he's not mechuyiv to be madlikit again. Zoktais. Umuta lihishtamesh lo'iro. Vim taima. Mino leile rove de sova rav hune de mutal ishtamish loiro. How did rove know that rav hune holds the second halach? That one is permitted to derive benefit from the oil. Dilma hoda omar emad likin b'shabbos. Vishum de sova kovso zokiklo. That if it's kovso, see he's mechuyev to be madlikit again, vein yochel lahadlik b'shabbos. He's not mechuyev to be madlik b'shabbos. So the achrayim, he's not able to be madlik in Shabbos. So the achrayim explain that fakert. We mentioned that Rashi held that if it less the chois, the hadlokit till now he was yoitze, but there's a chiyuv to be mamshich the hadlokit, to continue the hadlokit. So memele. So if he's not mamshech that loki, he's a pesheya. He's not doing what he's supposed to do. Therefore, in order to avoid this, we told them to use good psilis and good shmonim. Taisvis learns that according to Rashi, let us say if he was madlikid in Shabbos, he was madlikid before Shabbos, and sechayskeloshen in Shabbos. So now there's zichen no nuchiyev to be mamshach ad loke. Shabbos, you can't be madlikid. So mamela, there's nothing wrong. That what it burnt, it burnt. And now there's no nuchiyev because Shabbos, he can't be madlikid again. Taisvis learned that kovsa zokakla means that since that's a choyski loshen, so he wasn't yaitzel amafreya. So it comes out he wasn't mekayim mitzvahs adloke. So memeila, so that's taisvis kasha. So because of this reason, Shabbos also, one cannot use the shmonim and these psilis, because since there's a possibility that they will become extinguished, so it will come out, he never was yaitzeh the mitzvah, because now he's unable to be madlik again. So he never was yaitzeh the mitzvah. So it could be, that is the reason that ain't madlikim v'em v'chanukah, bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol. The reason is because if it'll be kovso, so say if he won't be madlikit, when he could be madlikit, say he won't be madlikit because he's unable to be madlikit, but lamaisa he won't be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So where did the Gemara see that Rav Huna holds a second aloha? The muta lehishtamish loira. Dil mahad amay madlikim b'shabbos, mishim desova kovso zokaklo. He holds kovso zokaklo, that he's not yaitza mitzvah sadloke, if it's kovso. Ve'ein yochel ahadlik b'shabbos, will be unable to be madlik in Shabbos. So therefore, al tzaloch of kovso zokaklo, is mechuyev to use good shmonim and good psilis erev Shabbos. V'yesh loima. So Taisus answers the imkain. The imkain lehavet zorich leila meimar bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Even the chad taimahu. El hava leila meimar ein madlikin stam. Midekoma bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Shema mino sh'oiv yesh tam acher b'shabbos shloi lahadlik levad mitam chol v'haynu shemo yata. Mikain sova demuta lishtam shloiva. So Taisvis answers as follows. If there's only one halacha, the halacha is that one should not use the shmonim because the halacha is kovsa zokaklo, so there's no difference between chol and Shabbos. There's one reason why ein madlikim. So he should say, ein madlikim, there should be soisim. So memelis of this halacha will apply, just like it applies for chol, it applies for Shabbos also. Since the halach is kovsa zokaklo, there's no difference between Shabbos and Chol. Since he mentioned, Eim adlikim bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, so there's a raya, as we mentioned before from the Beis Halevi in Rashi, that there's two different halachas. There's one halach, Eim adlikim b'chol, which is a lechatchila dekedim, that a person lechatchila should not use such shmonim and such psiles, because maybe it will lash the choice. That's a lechatchila dekedim. Ein madlikim b'shabbos as an iser. One is not permitted to be madlik in Shabbos. So therefore, he specified ein madlikim bein b'chol bein b'shabbos to tell us two separate halachas: kovso zokaklo and muta lishtamish loyla. Umiyu rav de koma rav that says. Madlikin bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Rav that holds madlikin bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. They have a motila meimel madlik stam. So lochere he holds madlikin. So he holds really. He holds that is one halacha that lachatchila one should be madlik. One should be madlik. It's one halacha. One should be madlik with a good shaman, because there's halacha of kofsa zokaklo. It's only lechatchila dekedin. So why did he specify bein b'chol bein b'shabbos? According to Rav, it's only one halacha. So he should have said madlikin. He should have said Umirav de Koma Madlikim Bain Bachel Bain Bishabas. He should have said Madlikim Stam, because he holds Kopsa in Zoka Klos. The one is permitted to be Madlik. They have a, the Chatrila one is permitted to use these Shmonim and these Psilas. They have a Motzila Meima Madlik Stam. Havamine, I would think he's only speaking about Hilchis Chanukah. Davamine Davke Bechel. There, Rav is misleading. That means if Rav would only say, Bechanukah Madlikim Shmonim, Shem Madlikim B'Shabbos, Madlikim Bechanukah. So I would think he's just telling me Hilchis Chanukah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah does not need a Ner that will not lesh the chayis. So I would think he's just telling me Hilchis Ner Chanukah. Dav mina davke b'chol. Avol b'Shabbes. But Shabbos is a different problem. Then there's a Shabbos to Kishayla. Al Shema Yata. Then I would think Avol b'Shabbes. Ein madlikin. Shema Yata. Then maybe you're not allowed to be madlik. Shema Yata. The bestomet loy hayisi oimer. Sheshum odom. Yachmir lesser lehishtamish lo'ira. To derive from, if he would only say adovo stomi, madlikim b'chanukah. So to derive from this halacha stomi, that in Shabbos there's no shayla of shema yata because he holds also lehishtamish lo'ira, I wouldn't derive such a halacha from this lashon stomi. Maybe he's not talking about the Shabbos the kishayla. And perhaps we could be mamtik. We learned yesterday in the Tosfos Yeshanim that al koponim, if you have a good ner burning, some emele, so then the other neiris, so then the bechlad is noch shash of shemayate. So in Shabbos gufe, if a person, I mean, Rav is just telling us a halacha of Hilchas Chanukah, that these shmonim are good for ner Chanukah. Kovsa ein zokoklo. What's with the Shabbos the Kishayla? So who says Bechlau to be a Shabbos the Kishayla? If he has a nail, so it's not the Bechlau no Shabbos the Kishayla. If there'll be a Shabbos the Kishayla in a Chanami, he's not speaking Bechlau about Hilchi Shabbos. From a Loshin stomach to derive a Loch, oh, Rav holds, it's Mutter, it's also Lishtamish Loira, and there's no Shabbos the Kishayla, I wouldn't be able to derive such a Loch from a Loshin stomach of Rav. So therefore, Rav added tell us, there are two halachas I'm telling you. One halacha is that madlikin b'choil, kovso ein zokiklo, and I'm also telling you madlikin b'shabes, because also lishtamish loyo. Now Taisves paskins l'halacha, v'chein hilchese. The halacha is taka like Rav, the ne'er chaneke also lishtamish loyo. One is not permitted to be mishtamish la'ira. Kera. Uche Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said that also lishtamish la'ira. V'abaye nami kiblo. So Taisus learned that Abaye was mekabel the Shabbos to Kedin. That also lishtamish la'ira. V'abaye nami kiblo. V'ab Yosef nami mashma lekama desvira la'ihochi. So b'meila, so Taisvis was mekabeitz roiv amayroim that holds that also lishtamish loira. Even though Rav Huna Rav Chisda hold mutter lishtamish loira, but connected that we have Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye and Rabbi Yosef. And now in the halacha v'kovso ein zokoko v'kulu tzvir leihochi. Here we could be mitzaref also. Rav Chizde, the Rav Huna Yochitu, Rav Huna is the only one that held that Kovsa Zokoklo. The Lasilchas Ekevose, because we have Reva Maroim that hold that Kovsa Ein Zokoklo. The Gemara asked Akashe, so what is Pshat if you hold Kovsa Ein Zokoklo? What is Pshat Mitzvoso Mishetishka Hamo? So the Gemara said, the first teretz was that mitzvahs hadloke is mugbul to this zman. The zman of pirsam enes, which is mishetish kachama, at shetich l'regel minashuk, till you have no one passing by in the streets. Avol mikan ve'elach. But after this man, over hazman. So now, it's not the zman of pirsum anes. The zman of pirsum anes was called zman yehev oivrim v'shovim. After the zman of pirsum anes, there's no mitzvah of adlokim. Oimari poire, so therefore the ripoire says, the yesh lizoyer olahadlik balayla miyat. So since there is a zman of pirsum anes, and that's what the Gemara says, this man was given that he can only be madlik bizman when the nes becomes nispalsam al yedei hadlokosoi. So the yesh lizoy lahadlik b'layla miyat, shlo ya'acher yoysam midai, that it shouldn't shlep sechoyis, and he'll papas bizman. Umikol mokaim, what'll be? If he wasn't madlik yet, im icha, he was ma'acher bizman, yadlik misofek. The Gemara says two pshatim in the Beraisa. This is one pshat in the Beraisa. The Beraisa is telling us that the mitzvah of Adlokes Ner Chanukah is only bizman pirsam anes. But the other man, the Yomar, says the Beraisa is no such thing, that there's only a certain zman when one, the Eloi Adlik Madlik. The other man, the Yomar, says that the Beraisa is only telling us how much shemen one should put in. But could be the mitzvah hadlok is not totally in pirsum anes. So memele, so lahaloche, the ripoire said that if he was ma'acher this man, he should be madlik, but without a broche. We don't know which loshen is the correct loshen, so he should be madlik without a broche. Ularin yire da'ato ein lochush mosayadlik. Says bizman hazeh, it doesn't matter. If you look according to the first lashon that says that there is a zman, that a one is only permitted to be madlik, bizman pirsa manes, that was dafke bizman chazal, the ata in lochush mosa yadlik. Now it doesn't matter when it'll be madlik. The onu ein lono hekeire elu livnei habayis. By us the hekel, the pirsa manes is only for the bnei habayis. Sherei madlikim ibifnim. We are madlik b'fenim. And that's betzim the Gemara later, b'shas ha-sakonim enichal shulchonei v'dayoi. So since our adlok is b'fenim, our adlok is for the pilsum of the bnei abayis, so the pilsum to the bnei abayis is not dependent if there are people still walking in the streets. So memeles, even though there's no one in the streets, but since there is a pilsum for the bnei abayis, so it is zman pilsum enise, and one can be madlik. That's what we see from the Ri, a very interesting halacha. Bizman chazal, when they were madlik mibachutz, so then the mitzvah of pirsume nisa was that one should be mefalsam the nes on the greatest oifen. According to bizman chazal, the Gemara says after, let us say that, that a half an hour after the Shkia, that is the end of the Pirsum Meinisa. So the Beraisa said that he can only be Madlik in this half hour period. After this half hour period, he can't be Madlik anymore. That's what it says in the Beraisa. So let him go inside and say, Kindelech Kum, I'll be Madlik the Neiris. We'll make our own Pirsum Meinisa. We see there was no such thing. Bizman Chazal, since there was a possibility to make a pirsume nise for the anoshim mibachut, there was such a possibility, so that was the chiyuv. So the mitzvah was to be mefalsim for that, that's the yachiyuv. Yachiyuv is to make a pirsume nise for the anoshim shebachut. The half hour passed, and there's no one walking in the street, so finished. So you lost your mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is pirsume nise, and the pirsume nise is for the anoshim shebechutz and then safala. You can't make your own pirsume nise. Bizman hazeh, since it is impossible for us to be mefalsim for the chutz, so by us, the pirsume nise is for the bnei habayis. So b'meil, if the pirsume nise is for the bnei habayis, so b'meil, it doesn't matter if the people walking in the streets or the people not walking in the streets. Since we're not mefalsim for them, we're mefalsim for the bnei abayis. With this, we can understand the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, so if someone comes home late at night, He could be madlik with a broche if the bnei bayis are up. They have to be up. Or he should wake them up. Because if he won't wake them up, so then again he lost his pirsumei nisiv. The mitzvah of adloke is pirsumei nisiv. Who you have to be mefasim for is dependent on which tkufa you're living in. His man is there, the mitzvah pirsum is for the bnei abayis. If you lost out your bnei abayis, you can't wake them up, so he can't make a broche. The Sharetzim brings down a chemed Moshe. The chemed Moshe is ma'orer, and this is the Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram says you should wake up the bnei bayis. The chemed Moshe says, what if a person is in the midbar? What does he do then? He's madlik without bnei bayis. That's the chemed Moshe's kasha. But the achzach mir is a ma'orer de kechilik. A person who is in the midbar, so he bechlau doesn't have a chiyuv of pirsum meinisa. So versteht er. Or for him that Bisumi Nis is for himself, there's no other chiyuv. So just like Bisman Hazeh, we don't have a chiyuv of Pirsumi Nis in Bachutz, we have a different Pirsumi Nis, but we have to be mekayim this Pirsumi Nis, and Bisman Chazal, you want Yoitze with a lesser Pirsumi Nis. You have to be mekayim the Pirsumi Nis that you can make. So a person who has a Bnei Bayis, his chiyuv pirsumei nisa is for the bnei bayis. If for some reason they are sleeping, you can't wake them up. So tapas this man of pirsumei nisa. He is a chiyuv lefarsim hanes for the bnei bayis. A person who finds himself in a midbar, he bechlal doesn't have such a chiyuv in ganzen. So memele, so he's mechuyev to be madlik with a broche. Masha'en kein, a person who has a bnei bayis. So since he has a chiyuv of pirsumei nisa l'bnei bayis, and they are sleeping now, hotef ha'pas this month, so therefore he can't make a broche. Rigla de Talmidoi, Shem Ume, this was the name of a certain nation, Melakte Eitzim Dakim, Umisakvim Bishuk, and they used to wait around at Shahilchim B'nei Ashuk Lebotayim Mishachshecha, till they used to go into the houses. Umavirim Bebotayim Oyer, Umisrichim Le'etzim, and then if there was necessity of Eitzim, Yoitzim V'koinim Ehem. So they used to stick around a certain amount of time to sell their Eitzim to the B'nei Abayis. And after that time passed, so to tapas this man of Pirsumei Nisim. Tonu Rabon, Mitzvah Chaneke Ner Ish Ubeisai. What does this mean, Ner Ish Ubeisai? So Rashi says, Ner Echod Bechol Laila. One Ner, each night. V'ish, V'chol B'nei Beisai, Sagilu B'ner Echod. So that's what he's telling us. One Ner, each night, for the Ish, U'vechol B'nei Beisai. That is the Iker HaMitzvah. V'amahadrim, ner l'chol echod ve'echod. The Mahadrim, they're mekayim a ner l'chol echod ve'echod from each one of the Bnei Bayis. So Rashi says, v'amahadrim, acher HaMitzvah. People are mahadr in the mitzvahs, they want to make hidurim in the mitzvahs. Oysen ner echod b'chol laylo l'chol echod ve'echod mibnei habayis. They make a ner for each one of the bnei habayis. The pashtus lashon of Rashi is, the Rambam says klal like this, but the mashmois of Rashi is also the same, that the madlik, the ish, is madlik for each one of the bnei habayis. That means that there's one madlik, oisin ner echod b'chol layla. They make one ner, l'chol echot ve'echot. He's madlik a ner from each one of the bnei abayis. That means the bala abayis is madlik a ner, l'chol echot ve'echot mi bnei abayis. That is a mahadrin. A mahadrin min ha mahadrin. Ve'shamei oimrim yoim rishen madlik shmoine. The first day, your madlik, eight neiris, mikan ve'ilach, poiches ve'hoilach. And the rest of the days, the madlik, each day, your poiches ve'hoilach, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ve'silu loimrim, yem rishim madlik achas, Mikan ve'ilach, maisef ha'ilach. One should be maisef ha'ilach. Omar ule pligi bo treya moiroi b'marove. Rabbi Yossi b'arovin, Rabbi Yossi b'arzvid. What is the reason of Beishamai? What is the reason of Beisil? Chad omar taimed de Beishamai kineged yomim hanichnosim. That the time of Beishamai is that one has to be madlik all the days which are going to come. That means that all the days that the nest occurred, so he's madlik the yomim hanichnosim. The time of the Beisil kineged yomim hayoytzim. And Beisil holds were madlik kineged the days that have passed by already. V'chad omar time of the Beishamai kineged porei hachag. The time of the Beis Hillel, the Malin Bekoidish, the Ein Merid. He says, we find that the Svar of Beis Shammai is, we find there's a Seder of Poichis Vohoilach, we find this by Poriachat. The time of Beis Hillel is, Malin Bekoidish, the Ein Merid, the Fakert. That was a Xeris Akosov of Poriachat. But here there's a Klal of Malin Bekoidish, the Ein Merid. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kineged yomim hanichnosim ha'asidim lovoi." The days that will come, so one is madly kineged these days. Yomim hayoytzim sheyotzu kva v'zeshu oimed boy nimna im hayoytzim. So Rashi seems here to kasha that let's say the second day is only one day past. So Rashi says v'zeshu oimed boy. This day is also considered Im Hayoytzim. This is from the Yomim Hayoytzim. The Beis Halevi asks on this Rashi, why did Rashi have to say this? It seems Rashi has held it's a chiddush. Let's say the second day, this is not really the Yomim Hayoytzim. The second day did not pass already. But Rashi says it's called already that the second day passed. So the Beis Halevi asks, on the second day there's a poshet techilik. The second day one is mechuyev to be madlik meiker adin. The Mikir Adin, one is mechuyev to be madlik a ner each day. So the second day, that ner is mechuyev to be madlik because of the mitzvahs hadlokeh of that day. Now there's a din of mahadrim that you're supposed to be madlik neris of the chlal of the complete ner. So the ness of the yomim ayoytzim, or that's the yomim anichnosim. But al kolponim, so the second day is mechuyev to be madlik one ner al tzeser mitzvah. Then is mechuyev to be madlik from the yomim hayoytzim. So the one day passed by. So that's why he's madlik two neres. Why did Rashi have to be mechadish? Why did Rashi have to be mechadish that this day is also considered keneged yomim hayoytzim? Agavuche the Beis Halevi also mentions. Why do we find that this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, there's Mahadrin, and Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, why is this mitzvah, mesugal to so many in Yoni Hiddo? So the Beis Halevi answers that really there was no necessity for the whole Ner. they found Shemen that was maspik for one day, and it burned for 8 days. So the Beis Halevi says, Me'ikar Adin, there is no minimum shear for the wick of the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash. So they could have made very thin wicks, and Lamaisa could have burned for 8 days, without a nest whatsoever. But they did not want to make a mitzvah she'ena mehuderet. That's why they went into this gamble and made a normal wick with a beautiful light, and it was Hashlach Hashem Yehovcha. So the whole mess occurred because Klal Yisrael at that time wanted that the mitzvah should be done behido. So since that brought about the mess, the tshukah to do the mitzvah behido brought about the mess, so therefore the takone is also neskayim with an inyan of mahadrim and mahadrim mina mahadrim. Porei hachag, Mismatin v'hoilchim b'kabonis the parshas Pinchas. As the days pass by, so the Purim get less and less. Malin b'koidesh ve'ein meridin. Mikro yafina lo b'menoches b'peirik shtei alechem. There's bethem two dinim. There's one din malin b'koidesh, and then there's a din of ein meridin. And the Gemara learns out from two separate psukim. The din of malin b'koidesh was by the machtois, that were, the machtois became a tzipui la mizbeach. So before the machtois were only mishamshei mizbeach, machtois of adas koirach, and later they became a tzipui la mizbeach. So there we learn out the halacha of malim b'koidesh. And the halacha of ein meridin we learn out, it's very interesting that Rashi has a few pshotim, but when Moshe Rabbeinu put up the mishkan, so the first thing he put up, he held up the Yeriyas HaMishkan. He held up the Oihel. And then he put the Kroshim and the Adonim to support it. So first he held it up. So it was up there already. So then, with one hand he supported it, and with the other hand he put the Adonim and the Kroshim. So why did he do that? Because since that was the first thing to go up, so Ein Meridin. It was up already, you don't bring it down. So therefore, with one hand he held up the Mishkan, and with the other hand he was mamid the Kroshim and the Adonim to support the Mishkan. There's a very interesting Beit Halevi. The Beit Halevi wants to say what will be the halacha, let's say, the third day he was madlik three neiris, and the fourth day he only has three neiris again to be madlik. Is there an inyan to be madlik three neiris? So he wants to say it could be out this inyan from ein meiridim, the mitzvah of malim b'kodesh, he can't be mekayim. But since he has afshoris to be madlik three neiris al kaponim, it should not be ein meiridim. So Lamaisa, the fourth day should also be Madlik Tineiris. Let us see Taisus. Vamahadrim min ha-mahadrim. Nigalari, the Beis Shammai u-Beis Hillel loikaimi ela aner ish u-Beisoi. They're only speaking about this mahadrim min ha-mahadrim only applies to a person who's being Madlik one ner. For himself and all the Bnei Bayis. Shekein Yoiser Hiddo, the Iker Kerek Shemoise Vahoylech, Oy Mechasa Shukenegid Yomam Anichnosim, Oy Hayoitzim. That means, if one has a Breire, he could be Madlik, a Nair for each person in the Bayis. He has 20 people in the Bayis. If he has 20 people in the Bayis, he'll be Madlik 20 Nairis each night. Or he has another alternative. The first night to be Madlik 1, the second night to be Madlik 2, the third night to be Madlik 3. So this is a greater Hiddur. The first Hiddur is a Hiddur that each one of the Bnei Bayis, we're Madlik Aner for them to the Zeicher Hanes. This Hiddur is, we are showing the Yomim HaNichnosim or the Yom HaYoitzim. So the Gemara says, this hiddur weighs over that hiddur. Aval im oise ner lechol echot. But if he is making a ner lechol echot, afilo yosef mikan ve'eilech leke akeira, sheyizbru shekach yesh b'nei odom b'bayit. That means that Tosfos holds that if he is, as we mentioned before, like the Beduik of the Loshna of Rashi, Taisus also held like this, that one person was Madlik. So if the Madlik, the Rosh HaBayis, is Madlik, let's say there are 20 people in the Bayis. So the first day he was Madlik 20 Neiris. Now he wants to be a Mahadrin min a Mahadrin, so he should be Madlik the second day 40 Neiris. So Taisus says he won't accomplish anything by being Madlik 40 Neiris. Because a person who passes by and sees 40 neiris, he doesn't see bechlal the yomim hayoitim. He sees 40 neiris. Maybe there's 40 people living in this house. So he loses the heker, the chlal. He loses the heker of the yomim hanechnasim v'yoytzim. If he sees two neires, and the yomim hayoytzim are two. So then someone says, mistamitz keneged the yomim. Our neighbor, there's only two people there. No, mistamitz keneged. Since the number of neires shtim with the yomim hayoytzim, so then we are toile that is pshat and badlokim. But if the yom, if the minyan ha-neiris, the chlau doesn't stim with the days. There's 20, there's 40, there's 60, so memele, there's bechlau no mitzvah whatsoever by, if he wants to be a mahadah, then it's impossible for him to be a mahadah, min a mahadah. Because by being a mahadah, we automatically lose the cheshman of the yomim. So that's how Taisus learned Pshat in the Gemara. Taisus learned that a person has two alternatives. Either if he wants, he can be a Mahadr, and he can be Madlik one there, Bavul kol echad v'echad mibnei abayis. Or if he wants, he should not do this, he should be Madlik Narishu Beisoy, and he should be Madlik Keneged Yomim Hayoytzim or Yomim Anichnosim. This is the Shitas HaTaisis, and the Rambam doesn't hold like this. The Rambam holds that one can combine both. One can combine the Rambam says, forget if there's 20 people, so one can be, should be Madlich 40 Neiris the second night, and so weiter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer Rabbe Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zekeinim Hoyu B'Tzaidon, Echad Osa Kebei Shammai, ואחד עושה כדברי ביסילו. זה נויסן טעם לדבורוב, כנגד חורי החג. וזה נויסן טעם לדבורוב, דמלם בקוידש, ואין מרידן. The Beisalevi brings from the Goyim, that the Goyim says, this is Pshat in the Rambam. That according, if this is the time, כנגד פורי אחד, או מלי בקוידש ואין מרידן, So the geitons garnished on if it's nicker the yomim hanichnosim nechnomim hayoytzim. The kelt is a different cheshbon over here. You don't need bechlau the according to the first lashon has to be nicker the cheshbon hayomim or the nechnosim or the yoytzim. According to the second cheshbon, it's not necessary. So machlokes of keneged pori achag or malim bekoidish. Tana rabbon. Ner Chaneke mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beisay mibachutz. One should put the Ner Chaneke al Pesach beisay mibachutz. That is the lechatchiladike mitzvah. Im ho yador ba'aliyah, if he's living on the second floor and he doesn't have a Pesach that opens up lechutz, is meinicha b'chaloyin asmucha l'shus harab. So then he puts it in the window that is near the reshus harab. B'shas asakone, Minicha al shulchanay v'daye. Shas ha-sakoni leaves it on the table. Omar rove tzorech ne'achas li'shtamish lo'oiro. One should be madlik another ner to, in order to be, since this is also to be shtamish lo'oiro, should have another ner. V'ike medure, if there is tamazoi a flame in the house, a burning fire in the house that which is illuminating the room, light tzorich, then he doesn't have to be madlik another ner. The adam choshev who that an adam choshev does not usually derive benefit from a medure, afal gav di kemedure tzorich ner acheres lishtamish lo'ira. So Rashi says, mi bachut mishum pirsumei nisa. Because of Pesumei Nisa, V'loi Bershu Sarabim, Elo Bechatzeiroi. He puts it by the door, so he puts it by his, in the Chotzer, Shabbateim Oye Psuchim L'Chotzer. So Mibachutz means the Pesach HaPasuach L'Chotzer. V'im Ho Yodor Ba'aliyeh, if he was living on the second floor, She'ein Loi Mokeim Bechatzeiroi L'Aliyach Shom, he doesn't have a mokim in the chotzer, as meinicham bebifnim keneged chaloyin asomach l'shusarab. Hasakone shahoyelam leparsim choyk b'yoyim edom. They had a law shalei aviru ner elo beveis habay dezore shalahem kedem rinem begitten. So memele then is al shulchonoi. Ner acheres lasis hekel ledovo that it's that he they shouldn't be mishtamish lo'ira. ויקה מדורה איש לצורך נר אחרס. לפי שמשתמש לאיר המדורה, he has something else to be mishtamish, ויש הקירו שהנר של מצווי. The same for Rashi said before, we have to show that this ner, the purpose of the block of this ner was shal mitzvah. So that's why he's madlik hashamish, but he has a medur, doesn't have to be madlik hashamish. Yodam choshev hu shein rogel ishtamish lo'er hamedurit, so then he has to show that this ner is a ner shal mitzvah, tzad ner acheres iloi loy havi heker, he's not showing that this is a ner shal mitzvah. People, since it's al shulchan, one may think that this was lit for the purpose he should use it. Zog Taisvis, mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beisim ibachutz, umayri de leke chotzer. So Taisvis disagrees with the Rashi. It's speaking about that the Pesach opened up to the Rishu Sarab. El abayis oimeit somuch l'Rishu Sarab. So then he puts it al Pesach beisim. Avlim yesh chotzer lifnei habayis. But what if there's a chotzer? Is mitzvah laniach al Pesach chotzer, then fakir, the ikir is the pirsum anes of to the bnei rishus harabim. Then he puts it on the Pesach chotzer, not the way Rashi says. Why? The omer l'kamon, the Gemara says later, chotzer sheyesh loy beis psochim, a chotzer that has two psochim, tzricha beis neiris. So it seems that you put it on the Pesach chotzer. Vamrine nami ner sheyeshloi shnei piyos, a ner that has two piyos for wicks, oilo lishnei bnei odom. Mashme lishnei batim, that this will be sufficient for two people that live in one bayis. Vimho yo minichem al pischei boteyem, ho yo lezem miyemin o lezem mismoil. So then it's on each one had their own Pesach to the Chotzer. So wherever you're going to put the Ner, it'll be on the wrong side for the other one. Avol im minichem al Pesach Chotzer osu shaper. So there's one Pesach HaChotzer. So therefore you put the Ner there on the Pesach HaChotzer. Ubishas ha-sakon, nira l'ri, what is the shas ha-sakon? Dainem chiyosu chavri l'bovu, kedemrine v'perikire, Mal the talto shrage the chanukte mikame chavre b'shabbat. The Gemara called the shaylat is a heta tilto. So it seems that was when the chaverim came to Bov. Bim taimed al shulchan ami yikhuayse kedama begitten. So what did we accomplish by madlikei al shulchanoi? Lemaite they used to come into the house kedama begitten rabbe barbachana cholish also chavro shoko shrage mikamayu. That they came inside the house and they took the burning candle. Yishloima dein regilis kol kach lechapes bebotim. That einoch anami taker. There's a possibility they might come and take it, but since it's not rogos, al kaponim it's kedai to be madlik al shulchanim.